Hi everyone, I'm Ashley Casfant here with Wayne State's Associate Professor of Management, Director of Sport and Entertainment Management, Professor Scott Tinsky. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
All right, first of all, let's give our listeners a little bit of context as to what we're going to discuss on your education and research background and ultimately what led you to Wayne State.
Well, I'm a Michigan guy. I have family in Michigan, like a lot of people who'll be listening to this. Being a part of Wayne State means being a part of Detroit, and I hear from people all over the country, whether it's back in Illinois or up in Minnesota or on the East Coast, West Coast, everyone wants to be in Detroit right now. In fact, I was at Detroit Homecoming a couple weeks ago. Someone without any connection to Detroit was in France working on some fashion and said, "I think Detroit is the place to be." So when this opportunity came up, I jumped at it.
Awesome. So what we really want to get in and discuss is the opening of our new Mike Ilitch School of Business, the Midtown campus. It's set to open in spring, summer of 2018. Obviously, some really exciting things happening in the Wayne State Business Department. And obviously, you've been here a bit. So if you could elaborate on that specific campus part of opening and what that means for the business department as a whole.
Well, we're going to be the only, for sport and entertainment management, we're going to be the only program in the world that's that close to that many resources in sport and entertainment. There aren't a lot of places in the world, maybe just a couple of cities that even have a cultural district that includes sport and entertainment like this, and none of them have a business school right next door. So this means a lot for sport and entertainment because we have the Red Wings and the Tigers and the Pistons and the Lions. We also have the Fox Theater, the Fillmore, and the list goes on, Motor City Casino. But it also means a lot for accounting, being that close to the Big Four. So this is a huge opportunity for our 4,000-plus students to be right there, seamless between work and study. There's no more having to think about traffic going to your internship. It's right across the street.
Yeah. So you obviously alluded a little bit to it, but I'd love to share a little bit more on how this idea specifically evolved and then the really big significance of getting our students out in the heart of Detroit where they're able to partner with major sports and entertainment properties and kind of what that's going to mean for our students going out into the real world.
Yeah, we think our students come in from the real world. They are in the real world the entire time they're here, and we just want to make that absolutely seamless. So a guest speaker could come to our classrooms that are going to be in the new building, or we might just go to them at Comerica Park at Little Caesars Arena. The idea is that we all know that everyone works overtime these days, and our students, what I've seen in the semester I'm here is they work harder than most in balancing all of their life and their work and their studies. And we want to make that the process while they're here for those years to be as easy as possible to do everything. We're way past the day and age where people have endless time in order to do that. That's the new biggest commodity. So we want to connect our students to these properties, make that easy, and frankly be a part of the Detroit Renaissance. This place is really an exciting place to be right now, and everything that happens in Detroit, we want Wayne State and Mike Ilitch School of Business to be right a part of it.
And so this specifically is going to bring the first cohort program for sport and entertainment management, and you obviously as the director of that, of sport and entertainment management here at Wayne State. What does that mean for you specifically to grow that program and talk about a little bit of the exciting things surrounding that?
Well, what it ultimately boils down to is I get to make 20, 25 people's dreams come true every year. And that's the main thing for me. There's an endless line of people who want to break into this business, and I get to meet a lot of the people who are coming in and try to connect them to the places where they can be successful. That's how I see my role. So I'm out there every day meeting with people in the industry so that I get to know the people who will be the supervisors for the students and their work experience as part of this program. And I meet all the students who apply to the program and try to make sure that they have the best match and give them the best opportunity to succeed. That's the level of detail that I get to go into, and we have great support from all the people, whether it's graduate advising, our department chair, our dean, unbelievable support to give me the resources and the time to go out and meet all the people who'll be the supervisors and give everyone the best opportunity to break into a business that's probably the hardest one to get into.
Absolutely. What does this mean specifically for Wayne State and bringing this sort of awareness? Not only we've talked a little bit about it, but to the city of Detroit, which is obviously so booming and, you know, being so close to the Big Four, but also for this program specifically, what are you most excited about?
I'm excited to be there as everything happens. We just brought the Pistons back downtown, and to see the amazing partnerships that happen between the, and among those sports organizations. As we're sitting here and people listening can't see this, but I'm looking at a list of the people who are on the Detroit Sports Organizing Committee, DSOC, and it has in the chair of this committee is our own chief of staff here at Wayne. That's incredible. To put that in perspective, you have people at these Big Four organizations who said, someone at Wayne is going to chair this committee to bring mega events to Detroit. Those are the doors we're opening through this program.
Awesome. And can you share a little bit about going back to the cohort specifically, since that's something that you're specifically overseeing, kind of what some of the curriculum, the classes will look like that probably will attract some of our students to ultimately go down that sport and entertainment industry?
Yeah, we want our students to ultimately be unbelievable front of house in the sports business and understand all of what happens behind the scenes too. So in order to do that, we're going to have coursework and curriculum, sales, event management, sport and entertainment marketing, economics, finance, and couple that with a work experience. So if you're part of a cohort, we're trying to give you all the time to focus for 21 months on taking your credits, getting your work experience, and then being able to have the professional development opportunities through that to link those experiences. It's no more that you're going to take your classes way back at a campus, miles away, siloed away from your work experience, and you have to decide which is more important on a given day or in a given hour. No, we're communicating directly with the organizations so that it can be an experience where those two actually enhance one another.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Scott. For more information, please go to our website at wayne.edu. I'm Ashley Casfant, and thank you for joining us for this week's Halftime Report. You are listening to WDTK, The Patriot, 101.5 FM and 1400 AM.